Hi, this is Rohan from Festivals Lab, and this audio boo comes all the way from a very sunny Austin, Texas, where later this afternoon, South by Southwest kicks off at the Austin Convention Center, the massive Austin Convention Center, where I went yesterday to pick up my registration badge and also the rather overwhelmingly large schedule. And I'm really excited to be here for the next few days to hear from and meet and learn from people who are doing some of the most interesting things with regards digital in the US, and certainly in the US, and also there are a lot of international participants as well, so it's going to be quite a ride, I think. And what else is happening? Well, in the main conference itself, I'll be speaking as well. I'm myself and Kath Mainland, who heads up The Fringe, are hosting a session on Monday morning. It's called Edinburgh, Austin and the Future Festivals, and we're going to be essentially sort of comparing Edinburgh and Austin as festival cities and seeing what they can learn from each other. And because what's really interesting about South by Southwest is not only is it a really amazing technology conference, at the same time, concurrently, there's a world-class film festival and also a world-class music festival, which starts the film festival starts today as well, but the music festival kicks in when the interactive festival finishes, which is on Tuesday, Wednesday, and so it's really rare to actually to have festivals of this quality all happening together at the same time. And obviously Edinburgh's the leading example of that, and Austin is a sort of American analogue, so we're really interested to see how that works, both organisationally and also from the user experience and the audience participant side as well. So that's something we're definitely looking out for. And as I said, so South by Southwest is really a place where, which has become synonymous with launches of some of the most sort of exciting products of the last few years. I remember Gowalla did a really big thing a couple of years ago. And what I'm noticing is looking through all the buzz and the hype around this year's launches is that they all most of the projects that are launching or the startups that are launching this week are all around real-time geolocated services. So jargon speak aside, what does that mean is, what that means is how helping, so tools and services which help people to communicate with other people who happen to be nearby in real time. So there's some projects that I'm really looking out for, such as Yobongo, CrowdBeacon, there's one called Looped and GroupMe, all with slightly different functionality, all with slightly classic web names. But I think because I'm within the festival context, I think it's a really interesting opportunity to around what's called location-based real-time messaging services. So who's around me now and how can I engage with them? And because Edinburgh and the festival environment is such a classic opportunity for sort of high, sort of dense populations of people with common interests, these types of projects can really work, could really work. So I'm really looking forward to seeing how I've been trialing a couple already, and they look quite promising. And so see what how much buzz and how much traction they get later this week. Another thing that I'll really looking out for is is to meet up with. There's a lot of people from the UK come over to Austin. I remember some friends of mine who came here last year sort of jokingly said that it's sort of better networking. It's easier to do networking with people in the UK over in Austin than it is in London or elsewhere in the UK. And so really looking forward to catching up with old friends and new from the digital scene in the UK. And particularly the Arts Council England have sent a delegation. They have done for the last few years. And it's normally managed by the excellent Claire Reddington at Watershed. And so there's a group of really interesting creative practitioners who are here to, like me, to learn from what's going on and to see how we can apply it in our context. And I met one of them yesterday, Marcus Romer from Pilot Theatre, who you may have heard of. Pilot Theatre does a really interesting work around digital have been sort of experimenting in lots of different things, be that virtual worlds or live casting and so on. And I had a quick lunch with Marcus yesterday, and I'll be interviewing hopefully later in the week for this podcast, so that we can get a sense of his take on what South by Southwest is telling us with regards how the arts can take things forward in their own work. And on that note, I'll also be writing a piece specifically about the themes that I pick up from here in Austin and how it can apply to the cultural sector in the UK. I'll be writing that for Arts Professional, and I think that's coming out in April. So I'll cross-post that to festivalslab.com as soon as I'm allowed to. And expect to hear a bit more from me this week about what I'm seeing, who I'm meeting, what's interesting, what's not interesting, whether my talk bombs or not. So if you can bear overly enthusiastic audio boos and tweets from me in Austin, then there'll be plenty of them. Great.